With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Saying that it failed to satisfy its core demands, Israel has rejected a ceasefire proposal for Gaza that had been accepted by Hamas. At the same time, the Israeli military has been on the move in southern Gaza.
The Israeli army has put out footage that shows these Israeli tanks rolling into this key crossing, the Rafah crossing between Gaza and Egypt. It says it's taken operational control there, and it's dealing, it says, with Hamas terrorist infrastructure, to use its language, in that area. It says it's killed 20 Hamas terrorists overnight, and that it has also found three tunnel shafts. And it's linking operations around this part of Rafah to the rocket fire that it says came from this area, fired by Hamas on Sunday.
The BBC's Yolande Nell. Ukrainian counterintelligence investigators say they have foiled a Russian plot to assassinate President Volodymyr Zelensky and other top military and political figures in Ukraine. Also at SRNnews.com, significant storm damage and at least one death reported from last night's severe weather north of Tulsa, Oklahoma. Tornadoes devastated Bartlesville as well as Barnsdall. A technical glitch forced Boeing to scrub its first astronaut launch 2 hours before last night's planned liftoff from Cape Canaveral.
We saw the self-regulating valve on the lock side had a bit of a buzz, and so it was moving in a strange behavior. The flight rules had been laid out for this flight ahead of time with the crew at the launch pad. The proper action was to take the scrub, and the United Launch Alliance team did a great job of assessing the data, talking through various options, and put us into a scrub condition.
NASA's Steve Stitch says they may try again for a launch on Friday. Dow futures up 21 points. This is SRN News. A leading evangelical tells Christians how to vote.
Liberty University Chancellor Jonathan Falwell says it's simple, really. Just select the candidate in each race that gets closest to what's right. Falwell tells the Christian Post, quote, "We have a responsibility to find people that most closely align with biblical truth and our values, and that will espouse the kind of truths that we believe flow from the Word of God." He says there are no perfect candidates, but believers must be engaged in the process nonetheless. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Now that the United Methodist Church has officially legalized gay marriage and homosexual ordination, the question is whether African churches will remain in the denomination. A number of African delegates protested outside the UMC's general conference this month, and many said they would probably disaffiliate. One bishop from Nigeria says, from the tradition of the church in Africa, marriage is between a man and a woman, period. This is SRN News. Former President Trump accusing President Biden of offering only a tepid response to the anti-Semitism that is surging on many of America's college campuses.
The latest example came over the weekend when Mr. Trump, accusing the White House of having a role in his multiple state and federal criminal prosecutions, told Republican donors gathered for a private retreat at his Florida resort that Mr. Biden is running a, quote, Gestapo administration, referring to the secret police force of Nazi Germany. Mr. Trump and other Republicans have seized on the disruptions on college campuses, which have at times been violent, as a sign of weakness from Mr. Biden and Democrats. Mr. Trump's campaign on Monday released a video on Yom HaShoah, Israel's Holocaust Remembrance Day, that aimed to contrast the 2024 presidential candidate's responses on anti-Semitism. I'm Bernie Bennett.
Former President Trump returns to a Manhattan courtroom this morning under a fresh threat of jail if he tries to defend himself in public by speaking out. He's under a gag order. More details at SRNnews.com.